You're listening to the Agile Development Practices 2007 Conference Podcast, Episode 2, featuring Mary Popendick. Hi, I'm Joey McAllister, Managing Editor of Multimedia with Software Quality Engineering, and welcome to the Agile Development Practices 2007 Conference Podcast. This is a special weekly StickyMinds.com podcast that will feature interviews with Agile experts who will be presenting keynotes at the Agile Development Practices Conference in Orlando in December. Mary Popendick has been in the information technology industry for more than 30 years. She is the co-author of Lean Software Development and its sequel, Implementing Lean Software Development. At the Agile Development Practices 2007 Conference, she'll be delivering a keynote presentation titled Welcome to the Mainstream. In it, she'll talk about the software development fads that have come and gone, and how organizations can find success by avoiding three proven paths to failure. I spoke with her recently to find out more.
My first question is, what is the mainstream when it comes to software development?
Well, the mainstream is defined by Jeffrey Moore in his book, Crossing the Chasm. And he talks about the early adopters. And then you get to, in order to get into mainstream adopters, you have to cross this chasm between the mainstream folks that are a large number of people and the early adopters who are a small number of people. And so the mainstream in software development is the many, many people that are developing software products in all kinds of companies or doing software development in IT departments many large companies around the world. Now, Jeffrey Moore talks about early mainstream and late mainstream, okay?
Okay.
So the late mainstream are people who really resist anything that's new and different because they're in a very, they have to protect aggressively their current situation for good reasons. And then the early mainstream are people who are looking for better ways, but when to be sure, before they go adopting any new fad that comes along, that it's something that's really going to work in their world. But when you get to the mainstream, you have a lot of people that are very interested in and actively adopting some new technical idea. And in Agile, 3-4 years ago, it was just a few people that were interested in it. I had a VP of a company call, and I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, who said if he talked to his colleagues, CIOs in other companies, perhaps 20% of them had even heard the word Agile, and perhaps only 5% of them were interested in it and thought it was a viable concept.
Wow.
I didn't get those kind of percentages today.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to anybody involved in software development, and certainly they've heard about it, and many are actively involved and engaged in figuring out how it can be used in their environment.
So in terms of level of widespread respect for the framework, for the methodology, that's increased, obviously.
Let's just say interest and trying. People are more than just getting their feet wet. They're actually doing a lot of stuff with it in many organizations.
So you say that the interest is increased, but there might be people who are perhaps using it who don't necessarily think it's the end-all, but they're trying it out?
Oh, that's really, certainly. if you talk to mainstream people are, you know, the bulk of the people that are using software have businesses to run, organizations to run, and they're always looking for better ways to do things. But I'm going to guess that if they're wise, they're never satisfied with where they're at or what they're doing. They
sure.
always want something better.
And what are some of the obstacles that Agile faces as it crosses that chasm?
Oh, I think it's across the chasm. And I think that the obstacles that we have to worry about are when people are actually in large numbers adopting Agile, they have to be careful because I've been around software development for many, many years, and I've seen a lot of great salvation fads come and go. And an awful lot of stuff has happened, and it was going to save the world, and it hasn't. And so now we have another thing that's going to save the world, and guess what? I'll bet it doesn't. And almost it's because it can't possibly live up to the expectations of people who are looking for some sort of silver bullet to solve all of their problems. Nothing can. The thing about software development is it's never going to change from the fact that software development is hard.
Right.
It deals in a world of deep complexity, and the more conservative people, the more mainstream people, are there for a very good reason, because they are in even deeper complexity than other folks. And so there's no easy answer to what it takes to do good software development and to be competitive in the world with the way that you do software development. So there's no simple formula. I don't care what it is, and certainly in lots of simple formulas be tried. And when somebody's really got a, what do I want to call, a silver bullet mindset, you know, if we just do this, our problems will be solved.
Sure.
That can work.
So we have this long history in software development of these fads, as you mentioned. You know, if people learn from the fads, I mean, is there something that we can learn from that and apply to Agile to make it different?
Well, if you take a look at, generally speaking, the people in software, they tend to be young and have not necessarily been around for the whole length of time of all of these various fads coming through. So my observation is that it would be good to learn from history, but people have not passed history on from one generation to the next very well. And therefore, what we really need to do is to learn how to learn from the past and learn from past mistakes and not make the same mistakes all over again. And that's what this talk is about. What are some of the mistakes that have been made in the past about as new fads come into software development, and how can you keep from making those same mistakes?
Now, you're an expert in lean software development. You've co-written books about it. Are there connections between lean and agile?
Sure. If you're going to do agile software development and you're looking for a reason why it should work and a theoretical basis for what kinds of things that you should do in order to make agile work right, you can look at the standard classic lean literature, find out an awful lot of information on how to think about doing software development. So the way I think about it is that lean kind of provides a framework where the various agile practices make an awful lot of sense. And it gives a framework that works in other industries. So there's good reasons why agile should work and will work. And if you look at lean, you get some of the theoretical underpinnings of it so that you get some idea of, well, for example, you get ideas of, because agile is not a specific thing, it's a group of things and lots of different people's ideas. Which of these ideas are good? Which of these ideas are bad? You can use lean principles to figure out how to adapt various agile ideas to different environments.
And what can conference attendees, those who work in agile environments and maybe those who don't but are interested, what can they expect to take away from your presentation?
Well, what I'm going to do is cover three paths to failure when a new fad comes in software development. So they will get some cautionary tales about what not to do when they're trying to think about adopting Agile in their environment. And those three cautionary tales are, don't just plain old look at what other successful companies are doing and copy them, because that's not the way to get to be world class. You look at the underlying principles of why other companies are having success with the things that they're doing, and you apply those principles to your environment. But if you just straight out do exactly what you see even successful companies do, even in your own industry, you're going to miss a whole lot of the underpinnings of it, and just plain copying what successful companies do is not a path to success. It's a path to a lot of work and not much in the line of results. The second standard failure is to make sure that every person follows a standard documented process. There's a lot of good in process improvement, and I'm a really big fan of process improvement, but I'm not a particularly big fan of locking any process in concrete and telling people how to do it. I'm a fan of constantly improving what it is that is being done by getting people to understand the current best way of doing things, and then encouraging everybody to constantly change and improve the process. So documentation that locks people into one way of doing things is a very big prevention of adopting whatever is good to your environment. And another thing that you can't do is focus on technical success. That is, let's make the software the best it can be. What we're trying to do is make the system supported by software the best that it can be. And if you don't take a system approach and look beyond the software, because in and of itself, software is usually not particularly interesting stuff or valuable stuff. It's only when software does something, because it's the brains of a system, to a system and makes the system good, that it works. And it's, in my opinion, it's very important for software developers to have a good grasp of the system they're trying to improve and create the brains for, and understand that system, not just how to do good software. So those are my three caveats.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
And we look forward to the presentation.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening to the Agile Development Practices 2007 Conference Podcast. We've put some links related to this podcast on the podcast landing page at stickyminds.com/podcasts. If you have any comments or questions, the podcast landing page will also have an email link. Feel free to drop me a line. You can also subscribe to the conference podcasts on the podcast landing page. Keep an eye out for future Agile Development Practices 2007 conference podcasts in the coming weeks. The Agile Development Practices 2007 Conference Podcast is a production of Software Quality Engineering.